Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, October 8th. Here's an update from the Denver Post. The Decker Fire, south of Salida, has grown to more than 6,300 acres, and heavy smoke from the fire continues to impact the area, especially near the Fremont and Chaffee County line and in valleys. The fire has burned two structures, one in Fremont County and one in Chaffee County. An air quality health advisory has been issued for the area by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment from 9 a.m. Monday through 9 a.m. today. Residents in the area should take precautions against smoke, including limiting work and exercise outdoors when moderate to heavy smoke is visible. Sunshine and warm weather on Monday led to an increase in fire activity. Helicopters continued to perform water bucket drops on the fire. More than 880 fire personnel are battling the fire, which started on September 8th and was sparked by lightning. The fire is about 5% contained. Here's a feature story from Capitol coverage. Governor Jared Polis is getting both praise and scorn for creating two new government offices this year. KVNF's Scott Franz looks at one of the offices to see if it's as innovative as Polis claims.
8 months ago, Governor Polis signed an executive order creating an office with a name that initially made some lawmakers laugh.
The Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare will form the beating heart of our efforts to reduce patient costs for hospital stays, for expenses.
And at his request, Democratic lawmakers also approved a $75,000 raise for Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera to lead the effort.
There's a lot of departments across state government that handle health care, but there's been no office until today dedicated to helping us save money on health care.
But Polis is overlooking what some of his predecessors have already done. Governor Bill Ritter signed an executive order a decade ago, also creating an office that would, quote, improve the quality of health care and contain costs.
This is our lobby area.
And inside a Cherry Creek skyscraper, you'll find 24 people who are still working in the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare, or CIVIC.
Our organization is providing data that would inform how they want to actually put policies into place and put programs into place that could actually save people money, as the name implies.
Carrie Frank is the communications director. She says their goals are pretty much identical to the new office Polis created.
Improving healthcare in general, improving the quality of care and improving lives, and then also lowering the cost.
CIVIC was a government entity until 2011, when another governor, John Hickenlooper, signed his own executive order saying it was successful enough to stand on its own as a nonprofit. But it's still receiving state money, more than $4 million this year, for a variety of efforts.
We're ramping up what we're providing for all state agencies, not just the governor's office or Medicaid, but the Division of Insurance, you know, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
But their data is helping to lower costs. Frank cites a hospital in Walsenburg that lowered the number of people visiting its ER.
They were getting a lot of people, like 7 o'clock and later, coming in, and most of them were on Medicaid, and they had jobs where they couldn't take time off during the day, and so they were coming to the ER as their source of care, essentially. So they decided that they needed to expand their primary care office hours for the outpatient clinic that they had.
Consumers can also access the information to find out which medical facility is offering the lowest price for, say, a knee replacement around the state. All this might have you wondering, what's the difference between this office and the one Governor Polis created?
So that was simply a data solution. It was one of the things that can be actually helpful in reducing cost of healthcare. What Bill Ritter did is essentially establish CIVIC, which is an all-payer claims database that our Office of Saving People Money can use that information. Insurers, Division of Insurance, Commissioner, all of those folks. There's no question that that was a constructive step, only insofar as we use that data, but it is very helpful to have that data out there from the CIVIC system that is the all claims database.
What does this office look like day to day, and what are the things you guys are working on?
Really, what it does is we focus on coordinating between all the different agencies that oversee healthcare. Healthcare is really big. So the question is, how can we do more, make our dollars go further, look at the cost drivers, whether it's hospital fees, the fact that we pay 5 to 8 times as much for the same prescription drug, too much for insurance, all of those different things. And we want to coordinate that in one area where we can apply that lens of saving people money across all the different areas of healthcare.
Polis says the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare has held 14 listening sessions around the state to explore a public health insurance option. Lawmakers think it could increase competition in the market and lower costs. It's expected to come up in the next legislative session starting in January. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is from the Colorado News Connection. A new exhibit at the McNichols Building in downtown Denver invites visitors to experience what it's really like to not know where your next meal is coming from. Eric Galatis has the story.
Hunger Through My Lens began in 2013 as a photography project featuring pictures taken by 22 Coloradans who had experienced hunger. This year's installment has added video, audio, written testimony, and a virtual reality component. Melissa Baker, the project's manager, says most people don't know if someone is experiencing hunger.
Hunger is a hard thing to see, so this is trying to create that full picture of the different ways that somebody can experience hunger in the state in hopes of destigmatizing the solvable issue.
Admission is free, and Baker says she hopes the Civic Center Park location, just a stone's throw from the state capitol building, will draw legislators, the public, and tourists to see the faces and stories behind the statistics. 1 in 11 Coloradans from all walks of life and in all parts of the state currently are experiencing hunger. For the project's video segments, viewed on iPads with headsets, Baker interviewed people willing to answer the difficult question, how did you become hungry? Visitors can also strap on a virtual reality headset for a fly-on-the-wall experience as people struggle to perform a task most of us take for granted.
And hearing that internal dialogue and anxiety and fear of doing something as simple as grocery shopping, which a lot of us take for granted as being just another easy task to do on a weekend.
Visitors will be asked to write down a word or sentence about what hunger means to them before and again after experiencing the exhibit. The sheets will be placed on a wall meant to symbolize the barriers to food many Coloradans face daily and how everyone can lend a hand to make change. The Hunger Through My Lens exhibit is open in Denver through October 25th, and plans are underway for a statewide tour in 2020. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, October 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.